Guess what, Mom and Dad? I met this real cool girl on the internet last week, and she actually likes me. Isn't that crazy? I can't wait till I get done eating and get on the internet and talk to her.
Oh, that's nice, son. Have you actually seen the girl?
Not technically, Dad, but I seen her picture on the Wallstar comments on her Abby. That's actually where I met her from. He be talking nasty on there, Dad. He told her he want to pull her pants down and eat her booty. Didn't you say that, Arthur?
No.
Didn't you say that? Oh, don't lie. Hey, Dad, what's a blowjob?
I don't know. What the fuck? I mean, I don't know what she's talking about, Dad. I never said anything like that.
He said something about doggy style, too.
It's okay, son. Me and your mama do doggy style, too.
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't feel comfortable talking to you about this, Dad.
When y'all gonna meet? I can give you some tips. They used to call me Deathstroke.
I love me some ghetto Arthur. That's what I had playing there in the beginning. Gotta love the kids. Gotta love the technology. Gotta love how these kids get down and create these things. So funny. It was, you know, ghetto Arthur, if you YouTube it, it's just this kids show, Arthur, that it's very innocent. It's for the children. And sure enough, you know, the internet just gets a hold of it when kids get too bored and they just run off with it and just spice it up and make a ghetto. And it's funny as shit. All you got to do is ghetto Arthur, YouTube ghetto Arthur episodes. And they were really popular to the point that even the creator of Arthur, he came out and said, "Black people ruin it all." Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. It was funny though. He didn't take it that way though. You know, he didn't. Oh, what can you? You know, it's the different cultures, man. That's what we have. The divisiveness. That's what Trump won. He won, right? I can't do nothing about that. But anyway, I saw in the news that a scout for Netflix, I guess, is a person that scouts scenes to make. To kind of give the heads up to the filmmakers of the company. Hey, this is a good spot to go. So he was out in Mexico and he got shot up. He got shot up. Let me tell you why. Well, if you watch season 3 of Narcos, which is a, you know, very good show. I would say season 1 is the best one. And part 2 was elongated because season 1 was Pablo Escobar, the history. And then season 2 ended up being like 20% left of the story being told. But season 3, which is the one that just recently came out a couple weeks ago, that was a continuation of the aftermath of after Pablo Escobar. And what that shows is, and I'm not trying to do a spoiler alert here, but what happens is that it shows the eventual continuation of the drug trafficking business up to Mexico. And so this guy here that worked for Netflix went up to Mexico, man, checking spots out for season 4, right? Because they have 2 more seasons. They have to do 4 and 5. And, man, I guess the Mexicans didn't like it, man. They went ahead and got him out, you know? That's the life of a G at Netflix, you know, when keeping it real goes wrong. Shit, that's fucking crazy, isn't it? Oh, man, I don't know what to say to that, but that's just a very weird thing to have, especially when you're definitely not involved in that life and you just get in the wrong place, wrong time, right? It is what it is, but that was a very weird thing to see, and I know with all the hurricane news that we have going on, it's good. It's good to be able to move on, and hopefully there's not any around the corner. I mean, Jesus, you have another one coming through Puerto Rico, direct hit. I mean, this is like battleship direct hit going through there. It's Hurricane Maria. And that may come through Florida again. I'm like, oh, man, you just get tired of all this stuff. We've been in a funk for the last week and a half. I just had also on top of Irma, I had Hurricane Jasleen come through the house. I just dealt with a girl with full fat cabin fever for a week and a half. So she was not very cooperative. And, you know, she's a jokester, prankster, loves to have fun and she loves going to school for that reason. So when you kind of take her out of that element, she kind of gets a little bit frustrated. So I had to deal with that. But, yeah, I saw that Netflix, and I was watching some entertainment news as well. With Better Call Saul Season 4 is coming out in April. And that is a pretty cool show. Not as good as Breaking Bad, but if you watch Breaking Bad, you kind of appreciate some of the characters they have. And they're going to be on, around April of 2018, I believe. It's a crazy stretch, isn't it? Where they just leave you hanging. And I was talking to someone about this. I think, and I don't watch TV or shows or anything to that extent. I've recently decided to binge on it a little bit, but it's not something that I do. And but I know I remember hearing somebody on a talk show talking about, I think this is the best time of the golden era of a lot of great shows that are going on. I think the quality of shows that we have on and the options are a plethora. I mean, it's pretty awesome to see that. I mean, I was talking to Slow P about Rick and Morty. It was something that I caught a couple of times, a cartoon show. And it's, you know, it's good stuff. It's just a lot of stuff out there to watch. It's quality. And it's just amazing that we just don't have enough hours in the day, especially for us grown-ups. We're always doing things and, you know, up and at them, up and at them. And I know I went ahead and made some time today for the Bucks. Go Bucks. We won. And Jameis looked pretty good. I would say that overall the team looked really solid. But, man, you just, you know, against the Bears, it was not, it didn't seem like they were a very good team. They just had maybe one good player, but their quarterback was our former Buck. And he just didn't show up at all or anything like that. I mean, he really didn't. And but our team looked, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers looked really good. Jameis, you know, he really made me happy. I saw this one play when he was about to get tackled. And he goes, and usually what he does, he tries to create a play. And you saw him for a second, for a couple of seconds, holding the ball as he was trying to throw. He's like, I feel like fucking throwing this thing. And he just tucked it in. I was like, you know what, Jameis? You fucking did the right thing, finally. You know, I'll start clapping about that. I was like, you know what? Awesome, dude. You're growing up. It's finally good to see that you're mature and you're not trying to be a maverick and trying to make a play. You took that fucking sack and you went down. I appreciate it. And that's going to be the difference in us going, making a deep run in the playoffs. Because when you start doing stupid shit like that, man, when you start, you know, when you start doing all this craziness and trying to force the issue, great teams are going to make you pay. So I'm really beyond elated about that for sure. So it was a good, exciting win. We're going to have many more. You know, the one thing, though, I would say about when you're watching football and when you're, especially on Sundays during football season, is that you have girls that just want to reach out and talk. Like, I'm not dating anybody. I don't even remember the last time I went on a date or anything like that. But I would say that what happens is any girls that I'm chatting to or talking to, they just want to message you up on Sunday afternoon, I guess. And then for me, because I know I'm not plan A with them, is that they'll go ahead and reach out. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? This has been going on with me. Yap, 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 yap. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm watching football too, so you better go back to your first options. First, second, third options. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not going to be your filler because, you know, the main guys you have options with. And all these girls that I talk to, they're like 300 miles away. You know, they're not anywhere near. They're just like, wow, you're a great conversationalist. I don't know. Whatever that means. But, you know, they get bored and they go ahead and reach out. So that's the way life goes, man. It's a very fun times indeed for me as things pick up after Irma and we get in a routine. I go back to work. You know, I had my boss reach out to me this weekend and wanted me to pull some strings and trying to get things set up for the week. So I went ahead and did that. So I'm ready to go and play some hoops. We'll see how that all turns out. But overall, man, it's been a very weird stretch. This is something that I haven't experienced in a long time as far as hurricanes, that it puts everything out of sync. And what I mean by that is, you know, school, work, everything like that just kind of gets put on pause. And it's something that you have to figure out. I mean, with my daughter, I had to put her in dance school because school is going to be gone for another extra week. She won't be going back. So I had to go ahead and pay the piper for, you know, how it is in these ballet schools said, hey, we got slots open for the week. If you want to have a camp, like they just opened a last minute camp. They, you know, they figured it makes some money. Good for them. And I went ahead and registered her because it makes sense. I can't stay home for another week. I already did that, right? I mean, I already did all that good stuff. And okay, I'm reverting back because I just thought about this. And Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, one of the things that they're doing, which I thought was pretty cool, is that they're taking a playbook out of Sopranos and they're taking a playbook out of Breaking Bad, which is they are filming multiple endings. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty cool. So no one's going to really know what happens until the end, not even the actors themselves, because they don't know what the heck they're planning. So I like that. That's pretty cool because everyone's going to get the surprise all at the same time, which I like. I like that very much. And I think I'm telling you, I'm really rooting for Game of Thrones to get it right because I think they have the potential to be the greatest show ever and not even be close with all the pieces in place. You just want them to deliver. You know, it's like watching a great team that on paper, they have all the pieces, but then when they go out and play, they just put a shitty performance and you're like, oh man, what the fuck happened here? You know? And that's kind of how it goes. And sports as well. I mean, you had Triple G and Canelo go at it. I didn't watch it. I went to sleep. I took 2 sleeping pills. I said, fuck this, man. I'm going to get some rest. I was thawing out, man. I was with my daughter full time for a week and a half. And what I mean full time is that I was with her from morning to night. It wasn't like I was just dropping her off to school and then I picked her up again afterwards. It was like, you know, I had her the whole day. And I couldn't take her to Toys R Us. Meaning, oh, I couldn't take her to Chuck E. Cheese. I couldn't take her to just all these places. She was just here because there was nothing else to do. And so that was something that after I dropped her off, mom thankfully was all set. And she had her space and her electricity back. I said, cool. I'm going to relax here, man. I didn't do absolutely shit during this whole time. I just didn't even feel. I didn't even feel like having my phone on. I was going to turn it off. But I had some people that were texting me, messaging me. I was like, oh, okay, fine. You know, I told them, I said, you know, hey, I'm just trying to take some time off here, but because I was just so exhausted just from the whole ordeal and trying to deal with all these pieces and that, you know, it's just the thing that anybody that isn't part of hurricane life, it's just something that you just don't know. It's like a natural disaster that just stops everything and anything, but you just have to keep it going. So I was able to just have some time off, thaw out. Drink a little beer. I'm still picking out, and I'm hoping I can curtail this. I was going to actually post a picture on Instagram of what I bought yesterday after my daughter was dropped off. I made a beeline to Publix, to the supermarket, and I went ahead and got Hawaiian rolls. I got 4 pints of ice cream. I got some pizza. What else did I get? I got some slices of cakes, soda. Everything. I mean, I just go on a binge. That's where I'm at now. And I need to control it now. I need to go back and get in the mix. I haven't been training or exercising in over 2 weeks, I want to say. So I need to cool it down. We'll see how this thing goes down. But yeah, right now I'm just spewing random thoughts. As I get started through the week, I'm going to do my fantasy football cast. I'm very disappointed. But I think with everything that's going on, I'm very happy just to be here and recording and just to kind of spew my thoughts here as we move forward at the last quarter of the year. You know, I think in accounting terms, so this is, you know, September, October, November, December. It's the last quarter of the calendar year. It's unbelievable, man, how time flies as you get older. It really does. You never think it as you get young. As you're young, you're like, oh, yeah, plenty of time. And now as you get older, it's like, man, another year is passing by. Fuck. It's the essence of time, man. It just flies by with all of us. So, all right. Well, I think that's all I have to say. So, until next time.
I'm about to get up out of here, but thanks for letting me stay, bro. I didn't know you had to go to work today.
Shit, it ain't never off day with me, man. I got to go to work every day, 24/7, 7 days a week, bro. This is what I do. I breed this shit. You know what I'm saying, man?
Oh, damn. Where you work at?
Well, you don't know? I work right here, nigga.
What? What you mean?
I'm a motherfucking troll, nigga. I live in your nearest comment section. I hate hand out L's, catfish, and everything.
Hey, so when you catfish, do you acting like a guy, a sexy guy?
Nah, I'm actually acting like a female, but I ain't gay.
How much do they pay you?
I don't know. I haven't cashed in my upvotes yet.